What's occurring?
Right, it's time for our guessing game quiz. Let's do it. Play along at home, 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Hey, Becky, you're in the lead and you weren't even here yesterday.
No, that's brilliant, isn't it?
Well done to Hugh Stevens for doing you proud yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2-0 to Becky. Here's your first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Edith Bowman?
I do know Edith Bowman.
She likes a drink.
She does, yes.
Now, I gave her a bottle of champagne earlier.
Right.
And we did the champagne game with her. What you do is you get her to shake it, take the safety thing off, and then get her to name as many celebrities as she could until the cork went pop. Here's my question. How many celebrities did Edith name before the cork went off?
10.
Chappers are saying 10. Becky?
It looks quite cheap to me, so I don't think it popped, so 20.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
It was Taste the Difference, Carver. Actually.
Okay, 13.
Right. Oh, okay, 13. Here's Edith playing the champagne game. Hi, Edith.
Hi, Scott.
Okay, shake the champagne.
I'm shaking it. It's a while since I've done this.
Shake it.
Shaking it. Okay. Oh, right, is that enough shake?
That'll do. Now undo the safety catch.
Like Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Undo the safety catch. Point it away from you and away from me.
Okay.
And now, okay, name as many famous people as you can. Go!
James Corden, Katy Perry, Callum Best, Lindsay Lohan, Mark Ronson, Amy Winehouse, Stephanie Beecham, where did she come from? Patrick Duffy, I'm on Old School Soaps. Zoe Ball, I saw her on telly last night. Sarah Cox, Chris Miles, Scott Mills.
I thought I was 12.
I thought it was 12. What did you say, 13?
Yeah.
Who wins now?
Well, I said 10 and Becky said 13, so it's not hard, is it?
It's Becky, yeah, well done.
Oh! What's occurring?
I forgot what you said.
Are we including you on that list?
Yeah.
Okay.
Becky's in the lead again. Next one. You know Paddy McGuinness?
Yes.
I had a chat with him the other day. And, he's got something out in time for Christmas, right? Here's my question to you. In a minute-long chat with Paddy McGuinness, how many times did he mention that he happened to have a new DVD coming out?
In 1 minute?
Yes.
Eleven.
Chapa says 11. Becky?
Twice.
Two. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Paddy McGuinness. Don't you know, he's got a new DVD coming out. Paddy, how are you?
I don't know about you, Scott, but if I pick a DVD up in a shop and look on the back, if it's not got loads of special features on, I'm not interested.
But guess what? Last week, Peter Kay sent me a really nice message saying that I'd helped him through many a depressing shift at Netto when I was on Key 103. That's nice, isn't it?
Really?
Did he really work at Netto?
Yeah, he works at Netto, Pete, yeah.
Did he?
He works at Netto and I works at Warburton's. And I tell you what I've done with the DVD, because... Do they have Warburton's in London?
We get bread.
Is it sun-blessed down there? You're all eating croissants, aren't you, down there?
Yeah, we're having paninis.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I did the DVD in Scotland. You know, my stand-up DVD. On the DVD that's out on the November the 11th.
Listen, good luck with the rest of the tour.
Thanks, Scott. November the 11th. Paddy McGuinness plus you live. God bless you, Scott, and all who sail on you.
Six.
Six.
Six times. In 1 minute, he mentioned his DVD. You win that one. Don't you?
How'd you work that one out?
I've forgotten your score again. Did you say one?
Two.
You said two. What did you say?
11.
All right.
Oh! What's occurring?
Right, last one.
So who's won that point?
Becky.
Right.
You know... Oh, by the way, Paddy McGuinness got the date wrong after all that. It's not the 11th at all. It's the week after. You know Celebrity Scissorhands?
Yeah.
Raising money for children in need. It's on BBC Three tonight, 8 o'clock. I went in there yesterday into the academy.
Did you?
Yeah, and I had to be Steve Strange off the 80s. He is a kind of makeover and stylist person this year. I had to be his assistant. That's right, I had to try and give someone a makeover with Steve Strange. It's on tonight. Now, this girl that came in for a makeover, guess who she wanted to look like?
Katy Perry.
No.
Jennifer Aniston?
No. Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse?
Yeah. Now, is there
is
any...
that because she knew that it was you and Steve doing it?
I don't know. Is there anyone that you would want to look like less than Amy Winehouse?
Will Young?
Oh, yeah, apart from... We went on the streets and asked this question. We asked some people who they would least like to look like after a makeover. How many people said Amy Winehouse?
How many are you asking?
Out of 10.
8.
8. Becky?
That's a bit harsh. I'm going to say 4.
4. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So, out of 10 people, who would they least like to look like after a makeover? And how many said Amy Winehouse?
Definitely not want to look like Amy Winehouse. I don't have dirty.
That Mr. Bean guy.
Jay Goody. Beautiful.
Russell Brannan.
Jodie Marsh.
Like our Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Who, sorry?
Angela Merkel, it's the German Chancellor.
Oh, of
German
course.
Chancellor. Okay.
Amy Winehouse.
If you were to have a makeover, which celebrity would you least like to look like?
Simon Cowell.
Britney Spears. I love her, but, you know, I don't really want to look like her.
Russell Peters.
And why is that?
Because he's just got an animated face, and it's just, like, so funny.
Is that 2? I think it was.
I think it was 2, yeah. I lost count because I was laughing too much at Angela Merkel.
I like that one.
Russell Brannan?
Who's that?
I don't know who that is.
Is that just his mate?
Russell Brannan?
Wouldn't want to look like Russell Brannan. Who?
No.
Russell Peters.
Who? I like the girl Esme as well, the nice lady that works on our show sometimes, yeah. Pretending that she knows who this is.
Like our Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Who, sorry?
Angela Merkel, it's the German Chancellor.
Oh, of
German
course.
Chancellor.
Okay.
Yeah, silly me. So
after that, she just went along with Russell Peters and Russell Branning.
Yeah. So Becky wins today's Oh, What's Occurring. Let us know how you did on 81199. It's now 5:45 in the UK, 12:45 on the east coast of the States. Let's go live to America for a special news beat tonight with Ian McKenzie and Seema Kotecha.
Digital.
FM.
Online. This is Radio 1.